Geek Culture Congress here from the floor here, Tampa Bay Comic Con, here with Gilbert Del Tres, right? I got that name right,
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
see?
I get people's names right.
First time, dude.
From Headshot Comics, and they're here on the floor here at Tampa Bay Comic Con 2019, and I'm here to talk with you about your projects, your new books, and everything you're working on at Headshot Comics. And that's yours. That's your company, right?
That's my company.
All right, cool. So tell me a little bit about some of the stories that you have going on right now. So you have Galactic Rodents of Mayhem, which is interesting.
Yes.
Then you have Lair.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. And then you have Pistoletta.
Yes.
All right, so let's start with the first one. Give me the rundown or the cliff notes or the 30-second pitch for
sure.
Galactic Rodents of Mayhem.
In a nutshell, Galactic Rodents of Mayhem in a 30-second pitch could be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, mashed up with Star Wars.
Okay.
Pretty much. I grew up with Ninja Turtles, and I kind of wanted to bring an anthropomorphic tail out.
Uh-huh.
So I figured rodents, but capybaras. If you guys don't know much about capybaras, they're the most peaceful animal out there to get along with. Crocodiles, oddly enough, turtles, anteaters, birds. Capybaras. You need a Google. I didn't know much about my artist suggested, hey, you know, we want to do something like Ninja Turtles, but like sci-fi, Star Wars. And he's like, I'm like, what animals? Should we do geckos? And he's like, let's do capybaras. I Googled them, and I fell in love instantly.
Wow.
Yeah, they're awesome animals. So then that's a lot of inspiration of Galactic.
Do people have them as pets?
It's illegal in South America to have them as pets.
Really?
They hail from South America.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Here's a little pin up here, Galactic Rodents of Mayhem. We're going to have our campaign go live on Indiegogo August 19th. It's going to be a 100-page graphic novel. We're trying to fund the artwork.
Okay.
And hopefully we can make it happen for that one.
Very cool. So what you have available here at Comic-Con is Lair. Was that one of your first projects?
So, yes, indeed. Lair was one of my first crowdfunded complete Kickstarter graphic novels I was able to do. Also funded on Indiegogo as well. Pretty much Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone, mashup, it's a one-shot deal. Where do demons go before they possess someone?
Oh, that's
I don't know if anyone's into demon possession stories. I always wondered where they go. Well, Lair is the place where demons go before they possess a human being. The story revolves around an undercover cop who somehow finds his way trapped in this demonic dimension with no way out.
Wow.
If you find a way out, we'll see. I also put a little spiritual message in there, so it's just kind of oxymoronic. Spiritual message and horror, that doesn't go together, but I try to find a way to do that. Yeah.
And tell me more about Pistoletta.
All right, so Pistoletta is pretty much my love letter to the Western. I always wanted to write a Western. I love Western stories. Tarantino's a major influence on me. Clint Eastwood as well, some of his old Western movies. And I figured, what better way to do a story than do something that hasn't been done in a Western? I'd never seen a pregnant gunslinger, so that was the inspiration behind creating Pistoletta. She came to life. We crowdfunded this on Kickstarter, also brought it to Indiegogo. And it's pretty much her tale. She's on a vendetta against the sheriff who killed her parents and violated her. Dark stuff, but awesome stuff. 30-page one-shot.
Wrapped
up, yeah.
All right. So if anybody wants to get Lair or Pistoletta or help you out on your on the crowdfunding Kickstarter, whatever you're going to do for Black Rodents of Man,
yes, sir.
What can they do? Where can they go? Where can they follow you?
Yes, sir. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter with hashtag Gilbert Del Tres. Get a little zoom there if you can't see it. Hopefully you can. Gilbert Del Tres.
Nice.
I'll be blasting the campaign for Galactic Rodents of Mayhem when it comes out. If you want a copy of Lair or Pistoletta, DM me, follow me, and we can definitely make it happen.
All right. Awesome, man. So, more from Tampa Bay Comic Con. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate your time. And make sure you check out everything that Headshot Comics is putting out. More from Tampa Bay Comic Con 2019 soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.